Hello, and welcome to the 36th edition of the MechHead Podcast, the podcast that is dedicated to Battletech. As always, I'm your host, Sam, and I'm very happy to say that I am finally done with my first year of college. I got out about a week or two ago, was very happy to be done, got my grades back, passed all my classes, so I'm very, very happy with that. But unfortunately, I'm going to have a very busy summer. I'm going to be getting a job over summer. Not sure what, though. But I do know one thing. I'm going to be spending the money I earn on upgrades for the show. Like, maybe getting a domain name, or upgrading the blog, or the podcast page, or something like that. Let's go on to the next week, and oh yeah. This show is all about the clans. And so it's fittingly that the Mech of the Week is one of the most famous Omnimechs of all time, the Timberwolf slash Madcat. The most iconic mechs of all time, a great balance of speed, armor, and firepower. It spawned many other mechs. The Linebacker was supposed to replace it from 3055, the MK2 from 3067, the MK3 from MechWarrior Dark Ages, the Rakshasa, maybe a couple more designs I don't really know about. So, something spawned that many knockoffs, you know it's gotta be good. 75 tons with the works, an Exil engine, Indo, steel, ferrofibrous armor, 5'8", 28 tons of pod space, so it's vast, and it's got a lot of pod space, and pretty much everyone knows what the prime stats are. At least I believe that they should know. 2 ER large lasers, 2 ER medium lasers, both of the one in each arm, an LM20 on each torso, a medium pulse laser, and 2 machine guns. The A packs 2 ER PPCs, 3 medium pulse lasers, and a streak 6. So still pretty good in close range and long range with A. B has a Gauss rifle, large pulse laser, small pulse laser, an ER small, an LM10, and SM4, both of Artemis. Gauss rifle only has 8 shots. I believe, like the clans, most of their battles weren't really long-term slugfests, they're just short trials, so that's why some designs are ammunition-dependent or say only have 8 shots. It's just their style of warfare is very quick and just brutal, like just short and over. That's why all their designs are faster than the usual inner sphere ones. The C, 2 ER large lasers, 2 LM15s, a UAC-5, AMS, and an ER small, so good long range firepower with that. D brings back the 2 ER PPCs, but 4 Streak SRM-6s, 2 on each shoulder, and 2 facing the rear. So this thing can wade right into mode of combat, and anything that's behind it gets pretty much a big wallop. Then you have the S. 2 large pulse lasers, 2 medium pulse lasers, 2 machine guns, 4 SRM-6s, all facing the front this time, and an ER small. Then you have the H, the heavy large laser variant. 1 heavy large laser, 2 LM-20s with Artemis, and 4 tons of ammo. The reason that's what the stats were on the forums, the Classic Battletech forums. I'm guessing that most that there's not many more weapons because either what I was given was wrong or a lot more heat sinks than usual. The ATM variant has 2 ER large lasers and 2 ATM-9s with 6 tons of ammo. I think I calculated out that it's actually about right, the 28 tons, so if they're not right, please let me know, send in an email, I'd really like to know what the exact stats are. The vehicle of the week is a very stereotypical of clan vehicle designs, which are normally a ton of firepower, low armor, and kind of very low armor for their size, and kind of sometimes it sacrifices speed. The Mars Assault Tank, because yet again, the quick trial system, you know, they have it so that you want to use your firepower to overwhelm quickly and not to worry about taking hits and just hope that you don't have to get around to that. The Mars is huge, 100 tons, it's 2-3, but the fusion is really, really slow. I know it has 11.5 tons of armor, but the weaponry that this thing has is just massive. An ER large laser, a Gauss rifle, and two machine guns in a turret. Like, this thing is like, looks like a giant box with treads that they just plopped a bunch of weapons on top of. An LB-10XAC, three LM-15s, but only 3 tons of ammo. Again, they're, you know, the short battles, all of them with Artemis, and a weird-looking robot head kind of near back. I'm guessing that's for the Artemis. And two side-mounted Streak SRM-6s. Now, there is a Clan Hellhorses mod that puts a 300 fusion engine to bump the speed up to 3.5, but drops the machine guns and a half ton of armor, and I believe that's an XL. And also, there's a heavy large laser version, which gets rid of the ER large laser and downgrades the Streak 6s to Streak 4s, and replaces the LB-10X and the LM-15s for 3 ATM-9s, so you don't have too much variation, but you got a little bit, you know. You want good, devastating firepower, it's a good machine, but it doesn't have as much armor as you really want for Intersphere, but for Clan, short, quick trials, it is slow, but it's got the long range to kind of counteract that. Now the drawing board. Faction-specific designs, Clans, Omnitech. There's normally always at least one all-around design. Normally that's a primary, but not always. There's always at least one long-range specialist slash LRM, but could be two. Like, sometimes their designs have two different LRM versions. Like, I think the Puma has two different LRM configurations. But there's normally there's a long-range configuration, at least, like the Nova Cat, I believe. Most of its are long-range variants. There are H, which are the heavy laser variants. The S's, which are kind of the urban combat variants. And the E variants are normally the ATM variants. Also, recently, there have been all energy configurations because of the Clans. They, for a long while, before they attacked the Inner Sphere, they had no thought of a drawn-out battle, you know, a war that actually ran out of ammunition. That's really not their style of play. So, recently, they've tried to counteract that. Instead of making, just introducing, you know, better supplies and stuff like that, you know, having a better supply train, is going all energy configurations, which are still good. And Omnis normally come with all the works and are top alignment for use by only the best. But Omnis, they really only show their stuff if you're using them in a campaign. If you use a campaign, we can really take advantage of the switching. Or unless you, like, that's only really what's really, really useful. Otherwise, like, unless you just really like Omnitech for a configuration or another, then that's fine. But they really only show their really, sorry for all the release there. They only show their huge usefulness when you're in a campaign and when, say, your LRM boat goes down, just have another guy put his LRM variants up, or, you know, like, it's much easier to switch out, or say, you know, you're going to a city area, so everybody bust out the S variants, or etc., etc. Now it's time for the Good Evening Solaris 7 News Spot. Hello there, I'm Brad Trackler. Not much is going on this week in the news, but something within the next couple of weeks, we may have a news bit on a not well-known, but darn good mercenary unit that covers its history. That unit is the 7th Long Rifleman, so stay tuned for that. And now it's time for a commercial break. Doug's Donuts, the best in the Intersphere and beyond. And now, how to be a true Clanner. Number 1, be a genetically engineered test tube baby. Like I said, true, kind of in quotes, because there are some, as they call them, free births. But You know, they true clanners are normally the genetically engineered ones, so that scratches off most of the planet. Well, these days, despise free bursts. Only look out for yourself slash take advantage of others, but with minimal disarmament. That means no stealing, no kind of sneaking around, not much at least. Be honorable type of thing. 4. Do not use contractions. No, can't. Cannot. For some reason, they really don't like contractions. I'm not exactly sure why. I think it's kind of silly. And it probably makes it really hard for some people to write as clanners. 5. Believe that you're superior to everyone else. Well, that's definitely, like, believe that everyone's a clan in your sphere. That's double if you're a mech warrior. You believe that you are the biggest guy. You can beat anyone, even if you really can't. And 6. You despise mercenaries with a vengeance. Even if some of them are basically house units, you don't care. You dislike them vigorously. And that's all I came up with, but maybe some of y'all may have some other stuff. So if I miss anything, send me an email. And I was going to do a book review of Handbook House of Davian. I'm actually holding it right now. But I haven't really gotten that far in it. It really didn't grab me at the very beginning like the others did. Like the other two, the Steiner and Merrick. But I think that's the reason why is because it's written by, as I said on the blog, that this one's written by a different person, Christopher Trossen. The other two, I believe, are written by Herbert A. Bass or something like that. And so maybe that's why I'm just not used to this guy's writing style. So as soon as I get done with the book, I'm about maybe a third of the way through, I will give an in-depth review on the podcast or on the blog. And there's no mailbag this week since no one sent me any emails. So, well, send your comments, suggestions, feedback, etc. to mechEAD podcast@yahoo.com. That is mechEAD podcast@yahoo.com. Check out the blog because there's always something going over there. I'm really trying to upgrade the site just to add more stuff to it, blog more often, to have more kind of, you know, BattleTech related thoughts and stuff on it. If you like the show, tell a friend. You know, if I enjoy podcasts, I try to tell everyone I know about it. Because, you know, more people makes it better, for the most part. That's pretty much all of the big podcasts have really gotten around mostly is word of mouth. And speaking of that, I will also be on the blog once a week. I'll be reviewing another podcast just so y'all be able to broaden your horizons kind of thing. Just introduce y'all to new podcasts that y'all may not have heard of or thought about. On that note, and as always, may all your hits be crits. Bye, everybody. Doug's Donuts. I wonder if they're really that good. I wish I had a time machine to travel there so I could actually figure that out. Maybe I should go find some Illuminati and ask them or something. Maybe.